Hello, this is Andrew Middleton, and welcome to this test podcast from Sheffield Hallam University, in which I will be evaluating Cast Blaster, a software for simplifying the production of podcasts. Well, the software looks very useful. I've been thinking today that unless I can find a one-stop-shop solution for the technical side of podcasting, then I don't think academics are going to really go mainstream with implementing podcasts, either podcasts that they author for themselves or podcasts that may be put together by student groups. So there are several pieces of software that are available now, including Cast Blaster, which I'm using at the moment, and another software for Windows called Propaganda that I think are starting to get quite close. I discovered a software called Profcaster, which has been designed specifically for academics, but currently it's only available for the Mac. This is just a short experiment, and the trial version of Cast Blaster that I'm using limits the podcast to 10 minutes, and actually that's not a bad thing. So I can see from using this that I've just gone over the 2-minute mark. What else can I tell you about it? It's not the most attractive thing I've ever seen, but it does seem to be organized really quite well. You begin by configuring the podcast channel. That is, input information about the show rather than the episodes. And that configuration includes information about where the audio files get uploaded to and all those sorts of things. So someone else could do that for you, or else it's a one-time setup, and supporting a one-time setup is a lot easier than having to do an ongoing configuration. That's quite a nice thing. I can imagine Cast Blaster being made available and pre-configured, perhaps. The main interface is an area which is tabbed and headed Create. And in here, you prepare for the podcast by assigning pre-recorded audio files to buttons. And you use the pre-recorded audio files together with a live talk button. And there's a fairly simple looking mixer, which basically has a talk button and an auto button, so that whenever you use any of the pre-recorded audio, it all hopefully fits together quite well. I'm not sure how intuitive that is, and that's probably why I'm doing this test. This particular recording began with that intro music, so that was uploaded and made available from a button. Now that's been used, the button that triggered that music is greyed out and is no longer available to me. In this little test demo, I have one button remaining, which is some outro music. There's some information next to the buttons about the recorded clips, and I'm told, for instance, that the outro music is actually 1 minute and 8 seconds long. So I will presumably hit that when I'm about ready to wrap up. What else can I tell you? Other tabs available here are Edit, which will allow me to do some very minor edits to the finished audio file. Describe is an important place that allows me to put some descriptions about this episode so that when they're uploaded, read the text descriptions before they commit themselves to downloading it. Similarly, those descriptions will appear on an MP3 player like an iPod or in iTunes or playback software you use. And the other tab that I haven't mentioned is the Publish tab, and that presumably saves the recording, and there's a second button under that tab that allows you to actually post the podcast and make it go live. So I've covered most of the functions here. You can see a demo of Cast Blaster at their website, which is castblaster.com. I'm going to play the outro music now. My fader's down, So I'm going to move it up. Okay. And I could have had an auto button switched on there. Right, which I've now switched on, and it's actually taken the volume down slightly, so there must be a default setting, but I'm going to manually just raise the level of that music a little bit. Okay, so the outro music's 27 seconds in, which basically means I've just got over 30 seconds to wrap up. I think the next thing I should do is an equivalent demo using an alternative approach. But this has been quite interesting, so for the moment, thank you very much for listening to this demo of Cast Blaster.